AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump mentioned the possibility of invoking the Insurrection Act because of continued violence surrounding his immigration crackdown in Minnesota. A woman was shot and killed by an ICE agent last week in Minneapolis. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt blames the Democrats,
who are using their platforms to encourage violence against federal law enforcement officers, who are encouraging left-wing agitators to unlawfully obstruct legitimate law enforcement operations.
We need to take every incident with review and concern, and that's why it's deeply concerning to me that this administration and ICE is unwilling to work with local and state law enforcement to get to the bottom of what really has happened.
Incidents involving ICE agents and tear gas have been reported today in Minneapolis. President Trump met with Venezuelan opposition leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado. Her political party is widely considered to have won the 2024 elections, rejected by then-President Nicolas Maduro. But President Trump does not consider Machado to be the choice to replace Maduro. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt spoke about the acting president, Delcy Rodriguez.
We obviously had a $500 million energy deal that was struck in large part because of the cooperation from Ms. Rodriguez. Venezuela and Ms. Rodriguez have also confirmed that they will be releasing political prisoners from Venezuela. There were five Americans who were recently released this week as well.
Israeli strikes in Gaza killed nine people, including three women, following the U.S. announcement of a second phase of the fragile ceasefire. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the ceasefire largely symbolic, questioning its implementation. European troops have arrived in Greenland as talks with the U.S. highlight a disagreement over the island's future. Iran's nationwide protests appear increasingly smothered. On Wall Street, the Dow finished up 292 points. This is AP News. It's a milestone for Wikipedia.
Wikipedia is embracing artificial intelligence to mark its 25th anniversary. The online encyclopedia, written by volunteers, has signed up new AI partners, including Meta and Microsoft, alongside existing ones like Google. Those companies are paying to access Wikipedia content. Founder Jimmy Wales welcomes the AI training on Wikipedia data, but is urging AI developers to pay for access.
We're trying to work with these companies to basically say, you're using Wikipedia, like everybody needs Wikipedia because it's human curated knowledge. You should probably chip in and, you know, pay for your fair share of the cost that you're putting on us.
Wikipedia plans to use AI to assist editors and improve search experiences while addressing criticism of bias and competition from rivals like Grokopedia. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up, like taking a long flight for a vacation or waking up early for a workout. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with new bomber jackets, half zips, sweats, crew necks, and much more. Get comfortable anywhere with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.